Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music. Yeah.
Live in the flesh, Ryan Castle. I thought you'd be in the basement.
Yeah, not today, man. I had to get out and enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's a nice day. How you guys doing?
Take a nice drive?
I did take a nice drive.
It's a lovely day for that.
It is a lovely
day. Did you actually drive or did your car drive you?
A little bit of both. Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah. It's.
You take your foot off the gas, the whole thing.
Yeah. Hey, but you have to keep your hands on the wheel or else it beeps at you. It says, hey. I'm like, well, don't tell me you can drive yourself and then make me drive.
Right. Does the car talk to you?
Yes.
What does it say?
Here was the thing. So I got a new car. I'm driving on I-5 on Sunday, and I may have been exceeding the speed limit just slightly.
Okay.
Just a little. You know, like, you know, let's say I was doing 65 in a 60 or something like that. And the music gets quiet, and all of a sudden the car goes, there's a speed trap ahead.
Thank you.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it right?
It was right.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty.
Oh,
I was like, you know what, car? You just earned your keep.
Look, I never speed, but I could really use one of those.
Yeah.
That would really be helpful.
That's like, remember radar detectors, right? Yeah. Like, this is even better that there's a speed trap ahead.
Damn. And the thing is, they make radar detectors illegal, right?
Right.
But your GPS will tell you straight up.
Yeah.
Hey, man, still a speed trap up there. Yep. Letting you know.
Totally. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I like that.
So that was fun. And today we're playing probably the best Sit and Spin that has ever been in the 15, 16 years we've been doing.
Do we play all these on Dude? It's the 80s.
Most of them.
Okay.
So here's the thing with these are like the cheesiest hair band songs of all time. People think of hair bands, they think of the 1980s, but really the pinnacle of the hair band power ballad cheese was like 90, 91.
It was.
Okay.
It was.
Yeah. All right.
Yep. So there's a little bit of that in there for sure.
It seemed like there was a formula. You come out with a heater when you release an album.
Yeah.
And then the next song. It's
usually the third one. We used to make the joke. Right. We used to make the joke. The formula is rocker ballad out.
Yeah,
right.
There you go, yeah.
So you have
your P magnet.
So this is out.
Then, yeah. And so it really started, and we'll get to this song. It really started with Motley Crue and Theater of Pain,
yep.
And that became a huge crossover hit for Motley Crue. And then all of the bands started going, "We got to have a great ballad on this album."
Everybody did what Motley Crue did.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like every band would legitimately wait for Crue to drop an album so they could determine how they were going to dress, right, and what kind of ballad they were going to put on, and like you said, which number of single the ballad would be. And you'd watch every band would literally wait for Motley Crue to drop the record. So when they did, Shout of the Devil.
Yeah.
All right, we're wearing leather and spikes. Then they put out Theater of Pain. It's like, all right, we dress a lot more effeminate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then they come on Girls. Okay, now we look
now
like bikers.
Now it's motorcycles,
I mean,
yeah.
That was it. Whatever Crue did, everybody, it was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so these are the 10 cheesiest.
Yes.
Metal ballads of all time.
That says a lot.
Yes, from Loudwire. But I will tell you that I love every single one of these songs.
Number 10. Why'd you have to give it up? Well, you were just a little girl.
You might remember Kip Zinoff.
Chips enough?
As a guy, is it Chip? Yeah, Chips yeah, enough. I said Kip. I was thinking of Kip Winger.
Kip Winger.
Chips enough. Chips enough as the guy in Chicago with the white powder all over his face.
Oh, yeah. One of the nicest guys.
Super nice.
That you will ever meet in your life?
Typically have known people to be fairly nice when they're on cocaine, too.
Sure.
Funny how that works.
Yeah. You know, Chip.
Great mood.
He's so huge, you'd think he'd have a big ego. But no, actually, no one knows who he is. So he's just a regular guy.
Yeah, so the song is Fly High, Michelle.
Yep.
10 of the cheesiest metal ballads of all time
on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
Yeah, so I don't know if I would have chosen this one.
Why?
There was a different Nelson song called, what was that?
After the Rain?
Yeah, Nelson. this is After the Rain.
Heaven, maybe?
No, Heaven is Warrant. It was something Heart. God, I was just thinking about it the other day.
I kind of remember
too.
The video. I cannot think of the name of the song.
Is it Hearted Woman? No, never mind.
No.
What is it? It's Gunner, and what's his twin brother's name? The Nelson
one
twins.
One was Gunner.
One was Runner, maybe? I don't know.
Gunner and Runner.
Gunner and Runner.
Ricky. Love and Affection. That's the one.
Yeah.
Wow, they were bad.
With all the blonde hair.
They never show up anymore, do they? They were gone tour?
I don't know.
Why would they?
I mean, they were born into a lot of cash.
Yes, so, they were.
You know, I don't know that they need to do that. Because most of these, you know, you go out and do casino shows because you need to put some money in the coffers. I don't know that the Nelson boys need that.
No, they never did.
These are the 10.
They still got Ozzy and Harriet money to spend.
10 cheesiest metal ballads of all time. So I'm sitting still.
Eight, number eight.
Dramatic.
Kip Winger.
Another nice guy.
I wanted to be Kip Winger for Halloween, and I thought what I would do is get like a really giant bass guitar, because he's a tiny dude, and his bass guitar looks huge
on
him.
He's like, what, 5 feet tall?
No, maybe. He's not big. Maybe.
Like, he's legitimately a teeny tiny action figure.
So if
man.
I had like a giant bass guitar that was disproportionate to the size of my body, I would be Kip Winger.
You'd have to pirouette the whole time.
Yes.
I think you like trained in ballet or something. So like any video you saw with this guy, he made it a point to let you know he can do that spin.
I just want to dance.
Oh my God.
And play bass.
He came into a radio station I was working at in Hagerstown and did an interview in studio, and I could not believe how short he was. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we do the interview. He plays a couple acoustic tunes. We walk outside. It's a house is the radio station.
Right.
Walk outside. The entire parking lot is full of IROC-Z's, screaming women. They are holding signs that they had made from the time that they realized he was in that studio. We had to walk him to his car.
There are a lot of really short people in their 30s in Hagerstown right now.
Yeah. He wasn't like, oh, God, yeah.
10 of the cheesiest metal ballads of all time on Sit and Spin.
Seven, number seven.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we had White Lion on a list years ago of songs you can't play in strip clubs, but it was When the Children Cry.
Yeah.
I can't believe they didn't put that one
Little
on here.
Little child, crying eyes.
Welcome Trixie to the stage.
Yeah. These are ballads. I don't even know some of these.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have to get this playlist, Ted.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good, man.
10 cheesiest.
This is baby-making music right here.
All right.
10 cheesiest metal ballads of all time.
Six. Number six.
The thing that amazes me about the lead singer, you know, most people say you can't teach a dog old new tricks. He sounds like a dog that sings. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really does. Yeah. If my dog were to sing in English, they would sound about the
best,
same.
Best song ever from Cinderella, from Kiefer and those guys. They did a 30 seconds television commercial for a place called Pat's.
Oh, yeah.
The hot dogs in Philly.
Yes.
Not the cheesesteak place.
Yes.
They did a Pat's Hot Dogs commercial.
It's on YouTube. You can find
it. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's tremendous.
It is pretty great.
They should do that live.
They come out and open up with
come
it.
Come on, man.
They come,
Pat's.
Out, they come out. That's their encore song. 30 seconds.
10 cheesy hair metal band songs of all time.
Five. Number five.
Yeah, so this I think this song is like 1990, maybe 91 even. It was like right before the bubble burst on the whole
thing. Firehouse?
Yeah, Firehouse.
Firehouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. That was about 92, 93.
Yeah, but I'll play this on Dude, It's the 80s. I mean, I know it's not technically 80s, but it certainly fits the vibe.
Or Don't Treat Me Bad.
Yeah.
Know? One of their two bangers.
Great song.
Sure.
These are the 10 cheesiest heavy metal hair band tunes of all time.
Four, number four.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I wore this tape out.
Europe.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So everybody thinks Europe is a one-hit wonder because of the Final Countdown. But actually, this song was a huge hit. They're a two-hit wonder.
Two-hit wonder.
Yeah.
All right. Was it a requirement that when hair metal bands recorded a ballad, that if they shot a video, at least 50% of it was in black and white?
I think so.
To let
yes.
you know they're being mm-hmm. serious. Like, yes. that was the rock thing. If it's in black and white, it's serious.
And there has to be some rain involved.
Right, always.
Yes. Fun fact, hasn't been a Carrie born in 15 years.
People still do it today, bands, though.
Good to know.
Do they?
You got to make some announcements. It's got to be a black and white photo.
Okay.
Right? Like, same thing. It's more serious.
Yeah. These are the 10 cheesiest hair metal power ballads of all times on Sit and Spin.
He was singing to me. He had answers.
Man, I wore this tape out too. For reals. I mean, this was my wheelhouse. I mean, you're talking about, I'm probably 12 years old when this song came out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Loved it.
And of course, it loves it.
Still love it.
If you can't trust the romance of a grown man wearing spandex and a codpiece, who can one trust?
No.
No one.
Not for romance.
That's what I'm saying, Ted. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. These are the 10 cheesiest hair metal power
ballads.
That's
the long haul.
Of all time.
Number two.
This song, if you read the lyrics, is really effed up, though. Yeah. He's talking about killing his girlfriend.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
And it made a ballad
like
out of it?
It's like crazy, crazy dark. If you've ever read the Heroin Diaries, you know Nikki Sixx had been in some pretty dark places.
Sure.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's kind of where this song came out of.
Probably Apollonia.
He had some like wild fantasy about killing his girlfriend. She had like cheated on him or something. And that's what this song's all about. Talk about stabbing her in the heart. It's crazy.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Ten
so, cheesiest.
So is it that cheesy then?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Cheesy murders.
Cheesy power ballads. We made it to number one.
Oh, God, man.
Number one.
I mean, as much as I'm screaming because this is a pile of dog vomit, they're right. This is the cheesiest of the hair metal ballads.
And number one.
Something to Believe In is a great Poison ballad, too. That's a jam.
Yeah,
that is.
Somehow that's even worse.
Tugging on the veteran heartstrings.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
sure,
worse than this song. I just hear this song so much more. I forgot how much I hate the other song.
I still say to his credit, though, when he was on that Rock of Love or like, he played it every week on that show.
Got the guy laid.
Yeah. He has no qualms about it.
Yeah.
And consistent on the bandana almost daily.
Yeah.
Wow.
Never a day with just a hat on. Always a bandana.
You know he's bald under there, right?
Correct.
He's got to be. He's just got long, wispy hair in the back.
Is he like our former workmate who always wore the baseball cap?
Potentially.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bandana and a hat on top. No. I've told you. Question that individual.
If you're wearing a bandana with the hat on top
Correct.
Of the bandana.
Back to Tiger King.
Yes.
This guy's got something to hide.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate it. There you go with Sit and Spin. Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!